Continuing our conversations now with the candidates for Michigan Supreme Court. We're joined by Bridget Mary McCormick, currently a professor and associate dean of clinical affairs at the University of Michigan Law School. Welcome, Professor. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Professor, give us your background and your qualifications. I think people would like to hear why you feel you deserve a seat on the state's highest court.
Yeah, thanks very much for giving me this opportunity to talk about that. I am at the University of Michigan Law School right now. I'm a professor and the dean there for all of our clinical programs. I've been there for 14 and a half years and taught at Yale for a couple years before that. And my practice before that was as a legal aid lawyer. So at the law school, as supervising all of the practical legal education programs, my students under my supervision and the supervision of my colleagues practice at all levels of our courts, state and federal, including the Michigan Supreme Court. And we pick areas that are sort of tough areas for the law to handle, complicated areas for the law to handle, because we hope, in addition to teaching students good skills and good values, we also are providing a service to the legal community and to our courts, frankly, by participating. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, as a professor teaching law students for all these years, I am really committed to the important independent role the court plays in our constitutional democracy. And I'm sounding professory right now.
So a little professorial.
My campaign manager would kill me. But I really believe that the founding fathers kind of got it right. They understood that the judicial branch really was different from the others in an important way and serves the public in a really important way. And that is, it's the place where being right is more important than being popular or being powerful. It's the place where fairness trumps strength. And I believe when it's operating that way, without partisanship, without politics, mm-hmm. our public is best served.
What is your personal view of the role of a Supreme Court justice in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, I think a particular justice, or more importantly, the court, mm-hmm. Together, the court's role is, it's critical that it play this independent role, that it have the confidence of the public, that it's serving to apply the law set by the political branches of government to provide predictability, stability, and the promise of equal treatment to all of our citizens. And I think the court does that best, and the public is served best when partisanship and politics have no role to play in the court's work.
The way the system is now, you have to run for election, you have to campaign for money and take donations and have the backing of a party. How do you feel justices can honestly stay clear of partisan leanings with that system?
I think the system is flawed. I think the system needs to be changed, and I think you have identified the two biggest areas for change. Number one, the partisan nomination process does not help us produce the kind of court I told you I mm-hmm. think we deserve, the founding fathers imagined, that my law students understand in no time, that even my, you know, I'm on my third eighth grader in my own house, they understand it in no time. I don't think that partisan nominations help underscore that kind of court, producing that kind of court. I also think they don't help with a public confidence issue, because the public will think that most decisions, even if they're not partisan or not political, the public makes assumptions that they are mm-hmm. when you have this kind of partisanship at the outset and in the campaign process. I think it's in need of reform. The second major reform area is the way these races are funded. There was more money spent in the Michigan Supreme Court race in 2010 than any other state Supreme Court race in the country in history. Mm. Now, that's amazing. What's more amazing is a lot of that money wasn't identified. The funders of it were not identified to the public because, I mean, as you know, yeah. I mean, this is obviously one of the issues of our day across the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. But with respect to the judiciary, I just feel like it's even more troubling and even more disconcerting and causes an even bigger public confidence problem, because when folks are spending that amount of money, those mm-hmm. kinds of dollars, they're spending it because they think they're buying something, right? Mm-hmm. And even if they're not, the public thinks they did. And so I think that our opaque campaign finance structure, coupled with our partisanship in this process, is really not producing the best court we should be producing for the citizens of Michigan. And I really am now, you know, now that I'm like smack up against it in person,
yes.
I feel committed to working on those issues, win or lose. And I am lucky enough, as we said before, to be in a great position. Mm-hmm. If I don't win, to work on an important issue like this, and I intend to.
What Do you think, and looking back in recent years, Professor Bridget McCormick, what do you think are the one or two most significant state Supreme Court decisions that have come down, and why do you think they're so important?
You know, that's a great question. And one of the hardest things about being a candidate for the court is you have to be really careful about how you talk about issues that have come before the court and may come before the court again. And the reason for that is you would not want to be in a position to not be able to, if you were to win, decide a case that was to come before the court again. Having said that, I believe I can answer your question in a satisfying way. As I've said now a number of times, I think the biggest problem with our current court is the partisanship that the public
worries
about. Mm-hmm. Is doing too much work. In early 2011, to late 2010, the court decided two cases. One was an environmental case, and one was a case that the MEA was a plaintiff in, and it concerned dues. And those cases were both decided at the end of 2010 by the court that was in place then. They were decided, I think, both by 4-3 votes. And in January, there was a motion filed in both cases for reconsideration. The only thing that had changed between December and January was the personnel on the court. Mm. There was an election, and there was a new lineup.
Mm.
And so nothing else changed. The legislature hadn't passed any new statute that made us rethink, you know, how those cases were decided. There wasn't some important public policy issue that the court had failed to take account of. There wasn't some, you know, reason why a court would revisit a decision it had made, you know, just a few weeks before. And yet the court took both and reversed itself in both. And that kind of decision making, I think, sends a message to the public that the court is political and is partisan. And that's without me even commenting on which decision was the right one. It's that kind of decision making that I think disheartens those of us who really believe that an independent court, a court with integrity, is what serves the public the best.
So I guess if I were to ask you, really looking ahead past the election, what you think the biggest challenges the high court is facing, it sounds like it's in that arena.
It is. I really want to see out of our next Supreme Court more unanimous decisions. That's my main. I would love to see, you know, some unanimous decisions, or at least some decisions where the folks on the court are crossing partisan lines, and we are not sending the public the message that we decide things based on politics and partisanship.
If you're elected, are there any issues on which you feel that you would have to recuse yourself?
There probably are, and not issues, but certainly specific cases.
Yes.
I think any cases coming out of the clinical programs at the University of Michigan Law School that I am the dean of, I would have to recuse myself, at least for some number of years. I mean, I don't think it makes any sense, even if I believe I could be fair, I don't think it would make any sense to send the message to the public that I had a perspective or a point of view. I obviously would have to recuse myself on all of those cases.
Any final thing you'd like to say to the voters who are listening to you right now?
Well, here's the one final thing. If you vote, you should vote for your Supreme Court justices. You have three branches of government. You should have a say in all three. Everybody shows up knowing who they're going to vote for president. Mm-hmm. They show up knowing who they're going to vote for Senate. They usually even know who they're going to vote for in their local state rep race. They often don't know who they're going to vote for the Michigan Supreme Court. And whether you vote for me or anybody else, I believe that more participation, more voting will produce a better court. And so I hope everybody votes the nonpartisan section of the ballot, does their homework, and casts their ballot for the folks they believe will serve the public well.
Professor Bridget McCormick, University of Michigan, and candidate for the Michigan Supreme Court. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.